Today's reading comes from Mark 12, verses 28 through 34. Just wanted to make a point that there is a piece in here that says to love your God. We need to remember that with all of the tragedies that are happening all around the world. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked, "Which commandment is first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength.' The second is, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to them, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all of the heart and with all of the understanding and with all of the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any questions." Bless the reading of the word.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last Sunday afternoon, I attended an interfaith prayer vigil at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall in Oakland. Thousands of Pittsburghers had gathered for speeches, prayers, and hymns to lament the terrible act of violence that occurred at the Tree of Life Synagogue. The prayer vigil began with the Rodman Street Baptist Choir singing a cappella, "I Need You to Survive." The song goes like this: "I need you, you need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me, agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive." I think I made it through the first two verses of this song before I just started weeping. Now, as you will soon learn, I'm not really a crier, and I'm certainly not a public crier. This was just how beautiful this moment was. See, the Rodman Street Baptist Choir is a predominantly African-American choir. And as we all know, the African American community has suffered more gun-related deaths in our country than any other racial and ethnic group combined. Yet here was this choir singing to the thousands of Pittsburghers who had gathered. Pittsburghers from every race, creed, religion, and neighborhood. And what was so interesting to me is what they're really singing is this embodiment of the greatest commandment: I need you, you need me, we're all a part of God's body. You are important to me. I need you to survive. As they sang, they were proclaiming that our shared humanity is more important than that which divides us. They were actually embodying what it means to love God and also to love our neighbors. Friends, this has been a dark week in our city's history. Every time I try to sit down and read the biographies of the Tree of Life victims, my eyes start watering up. because when I read their stories, I see all of you. Women and men who love God and who love their congregations, who are actively working to cultivate a little bit of peace, hope, and joy in their communities, who understand that all religion requires sacrifice, and who freely gave of their time and talents and their money in support of their synagogue. Not that it matters, but we lost really good people on Saturday. In our scripture passage for this morning, the Pharisees, remember, they were a sect of very devout Jews who knew the law backwards and forwards. They asked Jesus to tell them, "What is the greatest commandment?" Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself." This commandment is more important than any sacrifice or burnt offering. In Christian circles, we sometimes refer to this commandment as the golden rule, because it is the foundation of how we are to relate to God, but perhaps more importantly, how we are to relate to one another. This past weekend, in our very city, we saw firsthand why loving God and loving neighbor is the greatest commandment. Robert Bowers went to Tree of Life Synagogue because he wanted to kill Jewish people. And he succeeded. He shot and killed 11 worshipers, and he sent 6 more to the hospital in critical condition. I believe 2 or 3 of them were first responders and police officers. This, friends, is the deadliest attack of anti-Semitism in American history. And I believe that Bowers was able to carry out this attack because he no longer saw Jewish people as his neighbors. And by neighbors, I mean women and men whose fate is tied to our own. And the danger of no longer seeing people as our neighbors is then it's really easy to justify any manner of violence against them. This past week, I, and I'm sure many of you, have been doing a lot of thinking and praying about how we can better love God and love our neighbors. On Monday, one of my friends texted me a picture of my favorite theologian, Mr. Rogers. And the picture included one of his most famous quotes. It said, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would tell me to look for the helpers because there are always people helping." Mr. Rogers told children to look for the helpers because there are always people working to make a bad situation better. And if we start to look for the helpers, we start to feel more in control of the world around us. And control is a positive emotion for children as well as adults. And when we say look for the helpers, what we mean is to look for people who are going out of their way to love their neighbors. So I decided to hop online and start looking for the helpers. And I was a little bit overwhelmed by how many people are helping. Muslims, who are folks who are practicing Islam, I think have raised something like $225,000 for the victims of the Tree of Life shooting. I don't know if any of you have planned a funeral recently, but this money is basically just enough to cover funeral expenses. I saw on Monday the Pittsburgh Penguins organized a blood drive to help with the to help those in the hospital recover. And they actually had to turn people away because too many people came to donate than they had the resources to manage. Local businesses have been doing fundraisers and sending food and supplies to families. But I think I've been most encouraged by reading the stories of ordinary teachers, faith leaders, and community activists who are committing themselves to the hard and long and difficult work of teaching a new generation about the dangers of anti-Semitism. Friends, I think Mr. Rogers was a smart man. And I think he knew that when he told us to look for the helpers, we wouldn't be able to help ourselves but try to become one ourselves. How can we love God and how can we love our neighbors? This is a question that all Christians must answer, particularly in the face of unimaginable evil. For it is in the face of unimaginable evil that our faith is tested. And we get to decide whether or not we want to be a helper. Friends, in a few minutes, our community will gather around the Lord's table and participate in the sacrament of communion. In the face of unimaginable evil, we gather around the table to bear witness to the fact that Jesus loves us so much, he overcame evil on our behalf. As we gather, we give thanks to God who has gone out ahead of us. We remember Jesus' sacrifice on the night of his arrest. We partake of the bread and wine as a community of faith. We then rise from the table, refreshed by the Holy Spirit, to go out into the world for the work, yes, work, of loving God and loving our neighbors. Come, all is ready. Let us partake of this holy meal during this difficult time together. In Jesus' name, amen.